You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Hi, I'm Debbie Laux, coming to you from Solvang, California.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, May 17th, episode 3434. Brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad acts. Enjoy the show.
Oh, Debbie, thank you so much for joining me. I know it's early on your side of the country, but I sure do appreciate you filling in for Glenn.
Happy to. And we've already fed. So, you know, day has already begun. We're
okay. Yeah, you get up early there. Well, we are going to talk to today on the show, Mary Cook, who I'm just a huge fan of this product. It's the Correct Connect. She owns the company, started it, and she's like a super cool, powerful woman who's like created products and found a need and filled a hole. And she's just really, really cool. So we're going to have her on to talk about the Correct Connect products and stuff. And then of course, we have really bad ads.
Oh, yay. That's why I like Fridays.
That's why I have you on Fridays, because you're good at it. I mean, as long as we get a little bit of your sweet Southern accent.
I was going to say, I'm just a laugh track for you because I just adore you.
This is awesome. Well, before we get going on all that, we have to get through our daily whinnies.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yes. Happy birthday. I get to do the birthdays when Glenn is gone. And so happy birthday to Electra Weeks. Oh my gosh. I love her so much. She came to my last clinic. She is so Debbie, you'll love this. She comes to the clinic and she is a professional chef. So what does she do? She makes ridiculously gourmet fancy meals in my kitchen every night. It was awesome.
Never to be seen again. I know.
You know, what's funny is actually she's coming back in September. We're having like a little reunion where we're going to have just a riding clinic with her and the two other ones that came to the clinic. So more cooking.
And Catherine Cook. Look at that. How'd you do that?
Oh my God. That's perfect. Yes. Happy birthday, Catherine Cook and Heather Brower. So happy birthday, ladies. We are glad you're here.
Yeah. All right, today, my daily Winnie goes to a beautiful, she looks like a Frisian, but I hear she has Akeltekki in her. This beautiful lady named Ebony, and she's only 4 years old. And so far this week, we're having the Monty special training. Jamie, you've been here before during a Monty special training, haven't you?
I have been to several of them, and it's so fun. And I did not realize that she had Akeltekki in her as well, because she looks like this big, stunning, beautiful Frisian on the videos online.
She is awesome, but she's got a little bit of that, like I could move all day long in her too, which is interesting for a Frisian, right?
You know, yeah.
She's beautiful, smart. And you know, we brought her in for this week. So she's barely settled and she's young. She hadn't been on a trailer hadn't been off the farm. And so we were really excited to have her. And you know, Monty special training is one of those weeks where dad just gets introduced to the horses at the beginning of the week and then just rolls up sleeves and works all week. It's just like a three-ring circus. Bring the one that kicks, bring the one that bites, bring the one. You know? It's really fun. But that's our starter. We actually have two starters, but I think my heart goes out to her too, because she's just, it's so intelligent. Anyway, Ebony gets her first live rider today. So my daily Winnie is that she made it in these first 5 days being incrementally, and that's what we get to see Monty do in a Monty special training. It's not like the demonstrations where you've got one evening to get the rider up. You know, it's kind of fast, and dad gives the glide path to getting the first rider on. But with her, she's super sensitive. You couldn't do her in a one evening demonstration. She wouldn't take it. So, you know, we've had the Sir single. And then next we have the Mannequin Rider. And today is Alex. So very fun.
Yay. Well, heck, Daily Winnie and Alex.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if he stays on, we'll see.
Up and up there. Yeah. And that's what I did love about Monty Special Training is you get to see a variety of issues and learn to work through those issues using all of his concepts, which is just, you know, the nonviolent ways and how, like what I say about using Monty's concepts is like, okay, you don't start climbing the ladder at the top of the ladder.
Yeah.
You start at the very first step, and it has taught me how to break things down to the easiest step possible. So we have Taco Tuesday here, who is my little pony. And that horse, that little pony thing, Fly Spray is, I mean, I've never seen a horse this violent to Fly Spray. Like he was violent. And the first time I ever did it, I noticed because I was spraying another horse in the other cross tie.
Right.
Like across probably 15 feet away. And he freaked out with just that. So we've had to figure out ways to like get him to where it's just not a big deal. Now I've done 5 days of spraying. Now I take a bottle and empty it, an empty bottle, and fill it up with water. Cause this would be $9 million in Fly Spray.
Fly Spray. Yeah.
If it was full, but just like constantly, you start just spraying across the room, you know, and slowly bring it closer and closer. And then today we ended up doing some plastic on him. I'll post the videos later. And that it's just been such a gift to have. It's like you have a magic, thought process of how to do things if you're using Monty's concepts, which leads me to the fact that I'm going to have another intro clinic here in October, Debbie.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're going to get that out there too, because I saw it on the calendar. Tell me what you're going to do.
Yeah, so we're doing the intro clinic, which is October 7th through the 18th. And I do have a place that two people can stay, the first two to book it. You can stay here on the farm. It ain't fancy. It's a twin bed.
Horse girls. Doesn't matter.
Two girls in the same room on a twin bed, or, you know, two boys. It was the same. But
one twin bed. Did you just say one twin bed?
No. Two twin beds. Not going to make you guys snuggle. We'll have that. And it's just a whole lot of fun. It's just 2 weeks of training horses. So we do the join up, the dually halter. We work on trailer loading. And it's just kind of the first step in. If you want to get certified, then you go on to take the exam and then the advanced course and that so forth and so on. But it's the first step. And it is kind of the foundation of using all of the concepts and join up and longlining and the idea of how to cause the horse to want to do something as opposed to make the horse do something. And it's really fun. And we hang out and we eat dinner and it's a lot of fun. So I hope some of you guys, I know I've had some people messaging me about the next one. So this is it. This is the first announcement of the new course. I've given you plenty of time. It's in October. It's no excuses.
And that's a beautiful month to do it. So it's a 2 week. Any prerequisites?
No. I do prefer that you have handled horses before. That has been something in the past that was brought up to me. But what's really cool too, I'm going to try to get. So we're having a foreign exchange student come and live with us next year.
Idea.
Yeah, and so I'm going to see if I can get the school to let her go for 2 weeks and let her come and take the course. She's a young German 16-year-old girl and she loves horses. So I'm going to try to get her to do the intro course as well. Do you guys have prereqs for your courses?
No, we don't. But, you know, I think it's fair to say handled horses and, you know, so you don't get somebody who's afraid of horses. That would be difficult, especially for the other students, right? I mean, you can handle it, but.
Well, and that was the challenging part was last year we had somebody come who, I mean, didn't even really know how to put on a halter. And the problem is it's not quite fair to the other students because you spend so much time with that individual student. But what I did with her was the first hour was for her. And then the rest was all the course and she participated in all of it. And I just helped her extra, but to be fair, like, I mean, but most people listening to this know how to put a halter on. So there you go. That's our baseline.
There you go.
Put a halter on.
If you can do it. We have a Horsemanship 101, which is a one-day course. It's sort of an introduction to the concepts. And this is where I say, come, you know, I don't know if you ever have those, Jamie, but they are kind of fun because you get to talk Monty all day long. And so even if we have professionals that come, you know, like, hey, I've been around horses 20 years, but I don't know what Monty says about this or that, then we'll, but sometimes you'll get somebody who hasn't put a halter on yet, but they're fascinated by horses and maybe they work in equine therapy or other things. And I love that they're getting their skills, you know, up to par a little bit to work with horses, but it's not a 2-week course either. It's a 1-day course where they can go home and maybe, you know, people say, well, how am I supposed to get experience? I don't have access to horses. You know what I tell them to do is go volunteer at an equine therapy or a place where they need volunteers and they need some help with horses, and they'll learn a lot. Hopefully they don't learn bad things.
Yeah, absolutely. Horse and Hound in Guthrie is always looking for volunteers. Yeah, and I mean, those volunteers, you can go from grooming to stall cleaning all the way up to riding the horses, depending on what you know. So there's plenty of volunteer opportunities out there for people who do want to get involved with horses.
That's it. Do it, because it's therapy for you too. You know,
yeah.
It's good
Girl.
Stuff.
It's, yeah. That's very true. I've had just such a difficult 5 months, and I'm not kidding you. I just feel so much better after being around the horses. So
it's true, Jamie. And everybody listening to this knows that feeling. You don't even have to explain what it is.
And I don't have to. Before we get to our first guest, we've got to pay homage to our title sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products, who, I mean, I don't know what would happen if I didn't have that vitamin E product. It's the most amazing. So let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Mary Cook.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
I'm so pleased to welcome to the show Mary Cook and Beth Allen, who are just two bad A pioneering women who just saw a problem and decided to solve it. Mary and Beth, thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll start with you, Mary. I met you at the Defender Kentucky 3-day event, and I did not know your resume is incredibly impressive. I mean, you're a pony clubber. You won the gold medal in the NEYCs. And then you've also done multiple 4-star events, including Fairhill and Kentucky. And you have your bronze and silver medals. You're a judge. You've done everything. It's amazing. So thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about you and Beth and kind of how you got this company going.
Well, I met Beth actually through the former owner of Correct Connect, and we had both decided to purchase or buy into the company. That's how we originally met. And then when Beth and I were able to take ownership of the company together, we were really able to move forward with a lot of new products. And Beth is our perfect amateur guinea pig rider, and I have a lot of experience teaching and riding as well, and trying to solve problems for riders. So we made a really good team.
And Beth, while you're an adult amateur, you're still like a fox hunter and an eventer, and you know, you kind of got back into riding after a break, right, Beth?
That's correct. I took a 30-year break to educate myself, raise my family, get everybody else educated, and I'm back at it.
Right on, right on. We certainly have a lot of people that that are listening that have done that as well. Those darn kids just ruin everything. They really do.
Really take up your time.
They do.
Now, I came to your booth at Defender because you are the ones who do the correct connect, the breast cup, the neck strap. And so tell everybody, Mary, a little bit about the neck strap and what the idea was behind it.
Well, neck straps have been used for a long time by all kinds of riders to help with a little bit more safety and confidence. But we felt like a regular neck strap, like a stirrup leather that most people use, really wasn't quite fitting the bill because it requires you to lean forward a little bit more and lean and grab underneath the horse's mane to try to hold on to it. And we just felt like it could be done better to help riders who are more like trail riders, maybe not galloping and jumping, maybe riding young horses, something that provided a little more security that was easier to hold on to.
And it does that. And so I've always had, you know, when you go out on cross country, you have a stirrup leather. We call it the OSS, which is the strap. Mm-hmm. And so you have this stirrup leather around the neck. But what happens if your horse puts his head down too much? It goes and shoots down, you know, by the ears, or it gets so close that it gets a little choky on him, or you can't grab it. It's never in the right place for the hand. And so when I saw your ads for the double neck strap, on, I believe it's just Facebook, you guys really made a push. I was like, that is what I have to have. And I will tell you that I don't know if this is kind of one of your ideas, but I ride a lot of young horses. And what I found is, because I got the strap from you guys and I brought it home, and what I found is that it keeps me from punishing the horse. So like when you're on a green horse and you ask them to go forward, you're not asking him to go forward at a nice working trot. You're just asking him to go forward. And you have to take whatever they give you, you know? And so what it has done for me, it has, if I'm holding that strap, I'm not going to tell the horse no when I've asked him to go forward. And same thing, I took my horse to his first horse show and I just held that going, you know what? I'm just going to take whatever you give me over these fences for the first time and I'm not going to mess you up. So that I think is how it works for me. And just the review, oh my God, I love it so much. I will never ride without it again.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. It's been our best-selling product for quite a while now. For all those reasons that people want to stay out of their horse's way and they want to feel a little more confident at the same time.
Now, you guys also have a lot of other kind of training ideas that you've had. And now, are they kind of like your... watching people need things? Like, how do you, like, let's take the, Beth, let's see, are there any products that you're like, I really need something like this?
Yes. Every day, every ride, of course, I ride in the double neck strap just because I want to be safe. But the thing that really for me is when I get nervous or I get round, you know, we all tend to want to go forward and round when we get nervous. So the position reminder has really helped me. To keep a better position, to stay back, to keep my you can do it two ways. You can keep your shoulders back or you can slide it down a little bit to help you create a softer elbow. But those are my two go-to products for every single ride. You know, I want to keep the best position I possibly can. And that's the position reminder, just you slide it on like putting a coat. You put one arm in, put it behind you, you put the other arm in. And it just helps you maintain a really nice, stable position and doesn't allow your shoulders to get round.
Oh, I'm just looking at that for the first time. And what I like about that is I had one of those shoulders back things, but it was like putting on a damn sports bra. Like I had to wrap it all around me.
Not comfortable.
Yeah. This
actually is so comfortable. I can put it under my show coat and it's a great reminder. Hey Beth, sit back, hold your shoulders back. You know, it's not so constricting. I feel very safe with it. And it just makes a real difference in my posture.
Well, I need it for sitting in my dang computer.
Yes, absolutely.
And so what are some of the other products that you guys, like you, for example, Mary, like what are some of the things that you love that you guys have?
I really love our 3-in-1 training breastplate. We developed that product a few years ago to help riders start to understand that pulling back is not the answer to getting your horse round. And it's very simple in a lot of ways. It has some little T-grips that you hold on to, and then you hold on to it with your reins as well. And it, the breastplate, when you pull, you end up pulling on the horse's chest rather than on their mouth. It's a great tool for flat work to help horses have more of a stable contact because you can't move your hands around a whole bunch. Great for riders who tend to get left behind over fences. And for me, that really changed the relationship that I had with an upper-level dressage horse that we kind of would get into pulling matches. And I really couldn't get out of that downward spiral of, you know, trying to pull to get him connected. And we ended up having a much better relationship after I started using that product. He started to like me a lot more.
So are you coming up with these? Do you have somebody? How do you make these things happen?
It's a little bit of a combination. I tend to think about what my issues are, even though I'm an experienced rider. You know, I'm older now. I've had children. I'm not, you know, riding 8 horses a day anymore. I'm not as fit as I used to be. And I'm always trying to figure out what my issues are with the limited time that I have and how to do a better job riding my horses and making my horses happier. And so we come up with some ideas. And then, of course, we have some collaborators as well, some trainers that have reached out to us to tell us about their ideas. And then we can help make those ideas become a reality.
Because you guys have like breastplates and neck straps and training reins and the position reminder you talked about, an unsit strap system, a pommel blocker, like all sorts of different like balancing kind of aids that help. So if you come up with this idea or somebody comes to you with an idea, do you sit down and get like put pen to paper and go, okay, what can we do to create something to solve this problem?
Yes.
That's a funny story. We sew things, we glue things, we go to the shoe shop, we go to the upholstery shop. You know, we do all kinds of things to try to build the first prototype. You know, we've done some really crazy things to get a product to market. You know, it is a process. It can be a very long and frustrating process because you think you're so close. And, you know, sometimes you'll get something back and it's like, oh, that's not what I meant. But, you know, it's challenging, but it's been really rewarding to see people out using our products and walking up and going, wow, that really changed my ride with this particular horse. Or, you know, I'm not doing that habit anymore. That broke that habit. So it's worth all the crazy drawings and the back and forth and the shipping things back and forth to each other, because I live in Georgia, Mary's in North Carolina. You know, it's a lot.
Lots of trips to the lobby.
Yes, we spend a lot of time in like boat stores and, you know, looking for a certain kind of buckle and trying to describe it to people. And yeah, it's been interesting.
That's so cool that you guys do that together. That's awesome. So did you guys ever imagine that you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to build prototypes for equestrian things? I mean, who would ever think that you would do that?
Never. Ever. I mean, one of our first products that we really put together were the Aran Vale reins. And that was a really fun project because we got to work with one of the best show jumpers in the world. And it really goes to show that even the best riders in the world are always trying to make themselves better. And they're very creative and out of the box thinkers. And we got to work with Aran to make his reins that we now market. And they sell very well to all kinds of riders, and generally not big upper level riders, but lots of riders who have arthritis or issues with their hands. And a lot of people say that those reins have helped keep them in the saddle and able to ride a lot longer and later in life.
Mm. Wow, that's cool. That's cool. Where can people go look at your products and kind of learn more about y'all?
They can go to our website. It's ridecorrectconnect.com.
Ridecorrectconnect.com. You can see all the products. You can see these awesome ladies who are just like you're pioneers of helping people on their horses. And I love that idea. I love it's two women. Suck it. It's yes. Awesome.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. You can find them on Facebook as well, which is where I saw all the videos and stuff. But again, congratulations, you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. You're awesome.
Thank you
so much. Thanks for having us.
No one knows your horse's thoughts, emotions, and moods as well as you do. Just as in touch as you are with their personality, Sentinel's expert nutritionists are in tune with their dietary needs. With feeds in the form of extruded nuggets to provide exceptional nutrition and formulas made for every life stage and activity level, Sentinel's wide choice of carefully crafted feeds makes it easy to find the perfect fit for your horse's health. Learn more at feedsentinel.com/horseradionetwork. That's feedsentinel.com/horseradionetwork.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Yes, that's right. It's time for our weekly Really Bad Ads. You know, the things that you read and you're like reading a horse sale ad or something associated with that and you're like, that's terrible. We love for you to send those to us. We like to read them on the show. So if you see one, email it to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. She's the one that organizes and handles all this. And she is here today, by the way, because Glenn is gone. So Jen's producing. Say hi, Jen. Hey. Hi, Jen. There you go. So we've also got some new prizes for this month. So they're all provided by horselovers.com. That's horselovers with a Z.com. And that is home to over 120,000 horse products for you, your horse, and your barn. And one thing we're giving away is awesome. It's the Back on Track Aurora Impact Half Pad. $89 value. The Back on Track Aurora Impact Half Pad combines shock absorption with the Weltex technology that Back on Track is known for. The half pad is made from a lightweight material that molds to the horse's back for a perfect fit. The Weltex lining helps to enhance blood circulation and muscle support. Debbie, tell us what the next prize is.
Oh, it's thank you, Jamie. It's Gatsby's Cool Mesh Fly Sheet with neck cover. That's an $80 value. And this cool lightweight mesh fly rug does a great job of providing the horse with an effective barrier to flies and bugs whilst, is this from England? Whilst still allowing airflow. The very lightweight material reflective fabric helps guard against sun bleach and the improved neck design and lining to the chest helps prevent rubbing. Further features include blanket set front fastening, adjustable belly flap and tail flap, and UV protection helping to prevent sunburn and sun bleaching.
All right. Fantastic. Well, please, when you do send your ads to Jennifer at Horse Radio Network, you cannot send the link to her because usually they're gone by the time she is able to look them up. So just take a screenshot and email that. And if we didn't get to you, you're still entered to the prize like Jammo and Tracy are. The first one that we're going to read comes from Jennifer. And this is from the Affordable Equines in Michigan Facebook page. Oh, God. Maybe. Here we go. Looking for something dead, dead, dead broke. It's oh, Jennifer's cringing because she sent that to the day that Monty Roberts' daughter is on the podcast. And oh, dead, dead, dead broke.
You add broke for me. Oh. There we go.
Something you could throw. Oh, something you could throw a tree at and it would stand there. I've never heard anybody want a horse so broke you could throw a tree at it. Yeah, that's a good one. Needs to have perfect ground manners as it will be around three kids who behave as if they were bottle fed Red Bull. Oh, Larissa, these are your children.
These have names.
The horse will be loved on by said kids, but unfortunately at a dizzying level of energy. Will be cared for by wife that loves horses and a husband that loves them, even though he doesn't have to. They're going to say it, the husband that doesn't love horses. That's awesome. Bottle-fed Red Bull. All right.
That's funny. Yeah, Ted Brook. That's a motorbike, I think. So, trade post. Mine? Over to me?
Yeah, the next is yours. We'll just go back and forth. And this one's the McKenzie's.
Yeah, this comes with photos. Okay, looking for something sound and tall? Buckskins and Bay Mares are a plus. So this is in search of, right? What I have is an Afghan hound. It's beautiful. Afghan hound, 11-month-old female. She's imported, and she's not cheap. She's great indoors and turns heads everywhere she goes. She cross-posted also for LLES, OKC, PME. So she's trading. She wants to a buckskin and bay mare for this Afghan.
Yeah, so I did see this, and I've seen this ad, like, not this particular one, but this is in Oklahoma City, and this lady is trying to trade her dog for a horse.
How do you trade your dog in, first of all? Let's stop right there. You're trading your dog, first of all. I don't care what it's for.
And it's one of those Afghan hounds, which my mom was grew up with Afghans. She had them like in her 20s, and she just basically took them to the groomer all the time. They're like really fancy dogs.
They're very furry. But you know what? This is big enough. She could put a saddle on this.
That's true. But who trades your dog for a horse?
Oh, that's cute. She's got like 16 pictures in here of it too. You know, come on.
Okay.
My buckskin or bay mare. Okay. Move on.
Exactly. Melinda sent the next one in, and this one made me super cringe until I looked at it closer. 7-year-old 35-inch gelding broke to ride real babysitter. Okay. Uh-huh. And what it is, it's a picture of a pony with like a toddler standing on its back.
Yeah. Standing upright, like hands out, not looking forward. Very precarious.
Standing up. But then I realized that this is Photoshopped.
Gotta be, right? What's all the fuzz in the front? Yeah.
That's the Photoshop.
And
then you can see the person's pants. Like, I'm just glad that they're not throwing toddlers.
Fuzzy. Yeah. That's right. I think actually this is a centaur.
Because baby centaurs are ponies and babies until they grow up, right? And then they're men on horses. God.
Yes, exactly. So this centaur baby. Yeah. So mine. Trade post. Another trade. I get all the trades today. Trade post.
Benton. Remember to say who sent it. This is Savannah.
Oh, sorry. Savannah's the good person here, not the bad person. I can read Savannah's name.
Yeah. Okay. Now this does say it's in Arkansas. Or if you were at the airport with me last week, you would have heard the lady call it, plane is boarding to Arkansas. Arkansas. So, yeah, that was awesome. So you're going to have to read it in an Arkansas accent.
Oh, come on. There is no such language as Arkansas. So there you go. There's no accent for that. Southern, you did this on purpose.
Yeah, that is definitely not Arkansas accent, but I love it anyway. Do it.
Trade post, Benton, Arkansas. That's not spelled right. Thoroughbreds or young horses started. Nothing crazy. 10-month-old filly, dapple paint, nice long legs. Gentle like a dog, loves people, handled since day one, y'all. We'll look at ATVs or dirt bikes. No, you did not say that. We'll look at ATVs or dirt bikes. Don't waste my time.
I feel like every time you do that accent, it's like I've called a 1-900 number.
You might. Thank you, Savannah. That was fun. Of course, it's in Savannah country, too.
So I have a quick question. So they have a picture of said pony. But why is there a picture of a pickup truck toolbox?
Is that what that is?
It's neither a dirt bike, nor an ATV, nor a pony.
I don't know.
Or maybe they were taking the picture of the empty Sprite can.
Oh, I see. You're absolutely right. It is the thing that goes in the back of the
movie. What the heck?
I don't know. It's not even she's looking for a truck to put that in or anything. It's an ATV or a dirt bike. Don't wait.
I don't know what it's like, just a big chrome metal box in one of the pictures, and then a fat pony with a really bad haircut.
Maybe when you opened it up, isn't there something on top of it?
I feel like that's too much. Like it's too much for an ad.
One question too many.
I don't want to guess. All right. Matt sent the next one in, and this is our trailer of the week. Oh, it's priced right, though. It's fantastic. Horse trailer, $200.
$200. Yeah. No.
It says horse trailer. Looks rough.
Looks rough.
Needs some work. No doors. Comes with a clean title. How does that have a title?
Yeah.
It is literally in a field on kind of like akimbo. Is that there's obviously no tires on the opposite side. There's no doors, no windows, and it has people have your tetanus shot if you're coming to look.
Exactly. The only thing clean about this is the title, apparently. It's really gross. That's pretty darn gross. Yeah.
Oh, look at you scroll down, you can see the inside of it. Oh, that's fantastic.
They cleaned it up for the
God. There's an old bike in there, and there's
the old bike panels, broken panels, and a big fat tractor tire in the back.
Look at the edges of those metal pieces. Like, oh my God, that's a laceration. That is laceration.
It is. Tetanus shot is perfect.
Yes. Awesome. All right. Next one is yours. It's from Katie.
Oh, look at that. See, they don't let me look at these before you guys. So, so I get these. What is that? So this is a 5-year-old John Mule. It's been coon hunted all over Kentucky. That's exactly what it looks like. A John Mule. What is a John Mule? So it's hunted all over Kentucky. The only reason why I'm selling him is because my girlfriend bought him for me and then went back to her husband.
So a John Mule is like a male mule. I think they call them John and Jennies, right?
Jack. I thought it was a Jack Mule. No, it's a John Mule.
Okay. John Mule. And I think that comes from the donkey mean. The donkey is the dad.
Right.
Being that it's a mule. I don't know. Y'all, all I know is I'm going to get my fill of mules come November because one's coming for training. I'm going to call your daddy about.
If it's coon hunted, though. This one's hunted all over Kentucky.
Oh, so here, I Googled it because thank goodness for Google.
Thank you.
The correct term for a gelded male mule is a John Mule.
There you go.
Now I know. What's a non-gelded mule?
A Jack. No, I don't know.
It says here Jack or horse.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
According to Wikipedia. But, why do you have to? It's Wikipedia, so.
You know what's weird about that is why, they can't reproduce. So why do you have to kill them?
They still need brain surgery. Okay.
Well, I guess that's a good
thing. Just because they can't have babies doesn't mean they don't want to participate.
Okay. All right.
I have two geldings here that really want to participate.
Okay. Next ad, number 7.
Gelding. Faye sent the next one in. Oh my. I'm like, Taco, put that thing away. Good Lord. She's too big for you. Tiger. North. Oh, honey. Now, I didn't mean to get this ad. This should have been your accent ad. Okay. But Faye sent this one in, and this is in North Alabama. You know what? I'll give it a try because it's not as sweet as your little Southern belle accent. North Alabama horses, pony mare, unknown age bin. Running in my cow pasture all winter. Don't know. Oh, Jesus. Remember, we don't pre-read these. Okay.
Exactly.
Pony mare, unknown age. Been running in my cow pasture all winter. Don't know how she got in there. Bring a rope or a trailer. Also have a few extra heifers. I'll give you a good deal if you take the pony. Oh, no.
They hit send. It just cracks me up. Just post right there.
You come get the pony. I'll throw in a couple heifers for free. Damn thing out of my yard.
Don't ask out there.
Bring a rope.
Bring a rope.
What do we got here?
Oh, Julie sent the next one. Saw you.
Is there a description? Oh, yeah, there is a description down here. Okay. Have to blow that thing up. I see there's a horse in the background. So let's talk about this. All right. Gonna try this one more again. Who wants a pig? This pig wandered up to our place 2 years ago, and I've been feeding this fat, something to eat in there, and he has gained about 150 pounds. This ain't my pig. I don't want him. I don't need him. I'm tired of feeding him. Not worth a damn to eat. Oops, sorry. I didn't take that one out. Not worth a damn to eat, and he would have been in the freezer or on the smoker by now. Somebody come get this pig free, 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 plus 2 sacks of feed.
Oh, what is
emojis under that thing. Woo, there's a dichotomy of opinions on that one. Oh, look at him looking into the picture like,
okay,
that.
Can't eat me. So we have a horse, a pony that wandered up, and now we've got a pig that clearly they took in because they built it some sort of pig area. There's panels up against a wall that are like wired together with like no climb, and there's like,
yep.
Why would he not pails there? Yeah.
But why would they say he's not worth a darn to eat? Or he would have been in the freezer by now. Like,
yeah.
Isn't he a pig? Don't people eat pigs?
Yeah, they can't kill it. That's what it is. They actually have a heart. It doesn't sound like they have a heart, but they actually have a heart.
They've been feeding him for 2 years.
That's what I'm like, you know, and now you post? Mm-hmm. I'd fall in love with this thing, I think, if I had to feed it for 2 years. I would.
All right, well, my pick. So far, if I was looking at these ads and I was going to go get one of these animals, first of all, I'd probably save the dog first. Yeah. And then that John Mule's mine. That is mine. Yeah. I mean,
so you're going to go coon hunting, huh?
Well, you know, when I lived in Kentucky, coon hunting is a thing, and that you train the mules in coon hunting to coon jump. And what that is you lead them up to a fence, and it can be like a dang 5-foot Kentucky four-board fence, and they will just jump it. Like, they have mule shows where they just walk them up to the fence and they jump it from a standstill like a deer. It's
no way. It's
amazing. And I will tell you that when I got Taco Tuesday, his thing was they'd hog hunt it on him. Ooh. He's been hog hunting. I don't even want to know what that is.
Don't care.
Yeah. Just put him in the trailer. Well, maybe you should get the pig for Taco.
We can go chase him around and hog hunt.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds fun.
Play a nice life.
Oh, God. Well, hey, everybody, thank you for putting up with our nonsense today. Yeah. It was a girl power kind of day with Debbie and Jen and our two guests from Correct Connect. So thank you guys for joining us. It is Friday. Enjoy your weekend and make sure you film lots of videos of your dad with that Frisian horse and Miguel, who's helping out this week.
And Miguel Lupiano is helping out. And Jamie, I'll see you next month at the Movement, June 21, 22, 23.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that real quick before we go.
Yeah. I'm so excited. We've got Joanna Lowe's coming over from Wales. Anybody goes on her Facebook page, she is a badass like Jamie. And I got a three-legged stool here. This is pretty cool. I got Monty working with Jamie, working with Joanna in the same place. I mean, it's been years, and that's going to be really cool.
You guys, speaking of Joanna, if you don't follow her page, you say I'm – so do you know that she and I have an an unspoken competition?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So she and I went through the first course together, and she and I have been friends – you know, ever since, but we have this unspoken competition to where like she trains like in Wales, they have a lot more, you know, kind of cobs and kind of feral horses. And she's got like sheep that she's trained to show jump. And it just has this menagerie of awesomeness, exactly. But like she had a Welsh flag. And I was like, oh, I need a bigger Welsh flag, you know? And so she sent me one in the mail. I've got an American flag for her this time. And then she had a trampoline that she's like mini trampoline. She was jumping on the trampoline and then leaping up on the horse. So then I got one and it worked until Zeus ate it while I was jumping on it. He broke it. And then like, just if I teach a horse to run into a trailer, like from right behind it, she'll train it to run in from the other side of the arena all the way down and run in. And we do these things back and forth. And so I, for my birthday, I posted a picture of me climbing up on that 18 hand warm blood. I was like, last day at 45, I'm going to get on this horse without a mounting block. And she comments underneath it, I'm looking for an 18 one hand horse. Anybody have one? Like, I mean, it's just a constant competition, but she is so entertaining to ride in the scenery that she goes and gallops on the beach and the moors around. It's just unbelievable. So Joanna Lowe's is the one you want to go follow if you want to go. It's not a paid advertisement. It's just really entertaining horse stuff.
Really entertaining. No, she's a lot of fun. And she was Dad's tour rider for 5 years and got him around all over the world, from one continent to another, and rode his horses too. I think she got bucked off one time in the 5 years, you know, and Dad still talks about that one time he got her bucked off in Ireland or something. But yeah, you guys are going to have so much fun. And then we've got, you know, so it's a 3-ring circus, you know, every time we have the movement, it's our 7th annual. Jamie has made every single one. I think that's just you, me, and Dad are the only ones that have made 7 years of this thing. But we always have some amazing people. We've got some, well, you know, Katerina Kofed, who you've she's in Texas. She's coming and she talks all about the nerves and fitting bridles and saddles and all those things. But she knows the horse from the inside out. So much fun. I've got Roberto Dutesco. You know, you and I met in New York, Jamie. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell everybody a little bit about what he does. And I know you interviewed him on your Horsemanship Radio podcast as well, but he is fascinating and he's an artist.
Yes, very artistic too. Dad actually interviewed him with me, and it was a lot of fun because you've got these horses of Sable Island that he was a famous photographer, like models and, you know, magazine ads and things like that. And he thought, oh, what a cool thing, go to Sable Island, which is off Nova Scotia, kind of where Titanic went down, to put it in perspective how cold and north it is. And he thought, well, I'll go out there and see these beautiful horses that have survived 500 years out there in of this rough territory with no predators. That was the interesting part, was no predators. What does that look like for horse behavior, right? And so he just talks all about that. So yeah, Horsemanship Radio, it was just a few episodes ago, maybe 5-6 episodes ago, Roberto Dutesco. So he's bringing out these larger than life horse size, beautiful. It's the first time he's been to the West Coast with these, and he's super famous, has collectors and all that too. So we're putting his exhibit up, and he's looking for another place out here on the West Coast too. But we have him first here too. And we've got Jared Rogerson coming back. Jamie, your buddy.
I know. I'm excited. Another concert in the park with Jared and like a wine and cheese party, and yes, they'll be shopping. You know, I've told Katerina that she has to bring a bunch of the PSA Sweden saddle pads for everybody because they're like so popular and beautiful. So she's going to do that. We're going to have the art exhibit set up. We're going to just be horse training the whole weekend and the yep, concert. It's really, really fun weekend. So if anybody is interested, how can they get tickets?
Oh, go to MontyRoberts.com and click on shop and then slide down to special events. But there's a pop-up too, so it catches it fast. But go fast. People are buying them 3 and 4 at a time, and we limit it to 50. So we're getting pretty close. So jump on there as quickly as you can, because you'll need a place to stay too. And that, you know, we're a tourist town. We're one of those destination spots that people come from all over the world to visit. So I get a little concerned about housing too. So jump in there, you guys, so you can come see Jamie and me and Dad and all these beautiful people. Oh, Netta DeMayo too is coming from Return to Freedom, who's she has been observing the wild horses, and she's going to come and tell us all about how to keep the future of the wild horses free.
Fantastic. I can't wait. And when is that?
June 21, 22, 23. It'll start on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Fantastic. Well, we've given everybody that listens to the show plenty of ways to spend their money. So
that's right.
Thank you for joining us. And Debbie, thank you for filling in for Glenn. Jen, thank you so much for producing. And I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Don't forget, spay, neuter.